There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me.
This is the Unique Peak.
Hey, and welcome to another edition of The Unique Geek. I am your host, as always, well, most of the time, John.
Yeah, as always.
And with me on the phone is none other than Rox of Spaz House. Rox, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Cool. That's awesome. Feels like I just talked to you last night.
I know.
It's weird. Also, feeling like the second time in 1 week, Scott C. of NeedCoffee.com. How you doing, Scott?
Rock Lobster.
There we go. Hey, see, I don't even have that soundboard up. See, this is the podcast where we treat you nicely.
Thank you.
In studio, as is fairly often the case, Service, how you doing?
I'm good.
Awesome. And last but not least, someone who hasn't been around and we've had tons of legal questions for him, the lawyer in residence, but not really a lawyer as far as we're concerned, cannot dispense any legal advice whatsoever for us, Ron, how you doing?
Hello. Yeah, I hear that there was some trademark versus copyright and patent questions on prior episodes, so
Did you listen to the podcast?
Oh, you can listen to these? No, I haven't yet.
It's awesome when not even the people that are part of the group will listen to the damn podcast.
No, my MP3 player broke.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I tried to fix it using other parts, it kept breaking. So I gotta put it back together.
I'll send you $10 and you can go buy one at Walmart. I mean, come on. And your computer broke, too, obviously, right? So you couldn't listen to it on the web.
Well, you don't just stand around and do it. No, I listen to it at the gym. It's kind of weird.
That would be awesome.
You wait that you stand around listening to it
at
the gym?
You brought a laptop.
Aren't you doing stuff?
Well, clearly he listens to it at the gym, so he's never going to hear it.
But that would be awesome if you brought a laptop, set it up on the, put it up on the thing, on the... brought it with you from station to station.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That's an awesome, like, what do you call it? Improv Anywhere type thing.
Well, yeah, but it'll be kind of weird when somebody asks him to spot them.
I did get the Asus netbook thing with a little 10-inch screen, so it is much more portable than my 17-inch widescreen laptop.
17-inch bragger.
Yeah.
You've got 17 inches? Rock,
yeah.
Did you hear that? He has 17 inches.
But it's diagonal, though. So. Sure. Yeah.
We'll go back to... What's in your spam folder?
My spam folder? I don't know. I haven't checked it for a while. I'm sure lots of stuff from you. I mean, no stuff from you.
Anyway, so today kicks off the beginning of our 40 days. Well, depending on when you listen to this, but... the official release of this particular podcast will be the kickoff of the 40 days of Dragon Con that we've that's become sort of a tradition at theuniquegeek.com. And this is going to be the first podcast. So we are going to discuss a little bit about Dragon Con, probably get into a couple of other topics along the way. So I don't know. Where do we want to start with? I mean, Ron actually had a good idea, which was to talk about our first Dear Penthouse letter of Dragon Con and what our first experience at Dragon Con was like.
Oh, this could be dangerous.
Dear the Unique Geek, I never thought I'd be writing to you like this, but here I am.
So Ron's confusing me with
words, written
words
ones
and things that are
damn
being put up
words
on the screen. Let's ask Rox, do you remember your first time
at Dragon Con?
Well, your first attendance at Dragon Con, not necessarily the first time at Dragon Con. Well, whatever you're most comfortable with.
I was trying to trick you, but I suppose your first time you attended Dragon Con would work too.
It was the first time was 97.
97. So that would make you. This would make what? Your 13th year?
12th. I missed one because of a wedding.
Were you got married? When did that happen?
No, it was my sister's wedding. Oh. So
you kind of had to be there.
So you married your sister?
But I skipped out of my brother's second wedding to go.
Oh, well, that's fine.
Well, it's a second wedding.
Second weddings, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but there was much consternation in our family about that because his wedding was far away. And now, we all know that I would probably, everyone will agree that everyone here probably schedules Dragon Con a year in advance, right?
Right. Now, yeah.
Well, yeah. So my brother decided, I mean, he got married. It was like 6 months. And I'm like, sorry. The room's paid for. Everything's paid for. I'll send you something nice.
in defense of your brother, though, typically you don't plan weddings that far out in advance. Not for a year.
No. Sometimes people do. They have a save the date card, and then they'll send out the wedding. Especially if you have a lot of people coming from out of town. Yeah, you do.
Well, are they still together?
Yeah, they are. Huh. Yeah, okay. And he actually listens to this podcast.
Are they? He does?
Yes. This one?
That's the guy. That's the guy.
Do we need to cut that? Do we need to edit out the last part?
And the thing is because I missed his wedding, I went to one of the Need Coffee Film Fests, and I got one of the Life Scale Model Gimli helmets. So I sent it to Ted as an appeasement.
So which one? Which
so anyway, 97 was my first Dragon Con.
Well, I want to know which one you missed for your brother's wedding.
No, for your sister's wedding.
I think it was either 98 or 99.
No, so it would have been your second or third.
Wait, I'm confused. Wait a minute. All right, so which one did you go to? Which one did you go to for your brother's second wedding?
No.
What one? Oh, I don't know.
Fuck you.
Well, okay, it must have been... All right, here's the milestone, is my dad passed away a couple months after Dragon Con. Mm. So that's 5.5 years ago. Mm. That's the one I went to in lieu of my brother's wedding.
Oh.
Yeah.
Way to bring it down.
But
anyway, your first one. So what do you remember most about your first time, Rox?
Was it awkward? The first year was kind of cool because, oddly enough, I got back into the whole geek thing. I just got back into gaming around 95. I worked with a really nice guy who used to be a volunteer years ago when Dragon Con was really small and it was at the Hilton. And he's like, oh, yeah, you should try it. And I think 97 was when it was because of the Olympics instead of Labor Day. I was just having a great time. I picked up CDs from Darkest of the Hillside Thickets band. Vaughn Baudet's son who took over...
So
his comic concert.
So how did you
go ahead. How
did you hear about Dragon Con? Because you're like you said, it was only like one hotel at the time.
Oh well, no. When I went, no, my friend Mitch, he remembered it when it was one hotel.
Oh okay. Well, how many hotels was it when you went? 98,
seven. Let's see, two.
I've been drinking, by the way.
It was also there was like a Coca-Cola. Like auditorium, there was a lot of walking involved.
Oh, because that's changed.
And everything was kind of spread out, and they used the Apparel Mart.
Huh?
What the hell are you talking about?
They used the Apparel Mart.
Where's Apparel March?
It's near the Westin.
Where's the Westin?
It's in Atlanta.
It's across the street on one of the side streets. Look, get a map. But apparently, I think they're using the Westin this year.
Yes, I want. That's actually kind of why I alluded
because
to it.
I think the alt history is there. The steampunk people are in the Westin,
and so is Whedonverse. Whedonverse is also in Westin.
Oh, okay.
Good so, God.
And apparently, a lot of the after-hours parties are going to be there as well.
Oh, okay. But 97 was fun because it was the first time, and I really didn't know what was going on. 90.
Who were the big guests that you remember?
Wow, Chuck Heston was supposed to have been there, but he canceled last minute.
He couldn't get his gun on the plane.
That was the. I don't know if it was that one or Clive Barker was there or the year after. But the biggest year for me, really, hands down, was the year Ray Bradbury, Harlan Ellison, Ray Harryhausen were there. That was big. To me, that was a great convention. I rode in the elevators like twice with Harlan.
Those are people that like
White Susan.
Those are people that like write things, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the funny thing is Scott. Have you noticed like Dragon Con has moved into more of a multimedia, and you get a smattering of authors. Where early on, or you know, when I was going, I was carting books around to get signed.
I've noticed that. I think it's more they've included more comic and TV and movie people. And unfortunately, I think there's not really that many writers who would be that big of a draw or are willing to go to conventions.
Right. Well, Bradbury still shows up at Comic-Con.
What about like Parnell and those guys?
Who? You cut out.
Jerry Parnell. What about those guys?
Oh my God, that's right. Okay, so this one year, and they also had, it was apparently one of the last years that the fandom used Dragon Con as a convention as well. So you had all these old fans. It was really cool. This one couple dressed up as the Thin Man, and they even had the stuffed dog like Asta. I don't know if you guys know the Thin Man movies, but anyway.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes, I know what for them to shake a martini at. Thank you.
Okay, so Jerry Purnell, Larry Niven, Harlan Ellison, Ray Bradbury, Ray Harryhausen, they were all there. That was a great convention. And I actually sprang money for that horrible banquet, which after the banquet, there was like this great photo op time. So I actually was able to get stuff signed and photographs. So
Who's your favorite photograph that you have of?
I actually have one of Ray Bradbury and me.
Cool.
It's in my hallway.
Ray Bradbury isn't with us anymore, right?
Yes, he is. He'll be 90. Don't do this.
Don't jinx him.
Don't, because
well, it's right. You're the one who has the power to kill people. You're the one that just has to write their name in a book and they're dead.
I do not.
So that was
a great convention, and I think Clive Barker was in between. And the funny thing is I ran into him because he had a game coming out, or this one game called Imagica coming out based on the book. And he was at the booth where they were demoing the game. And I'm like, oh, hey, you're him. And I read most of his short story work. Never really cared for his long work, and I told him that. And he's like, oh, that's okay. He goes, oh, you want me to sign some of these cards? I'm like, oh, yeah. So the game didn't go anywhere, but I actually made a cool shadow box. He signed the card. He did a painting of Piopa, which is a character in Imagica. And I think I got a poster somewhere, too. So that was a really cool convention. And then I now like going to the convention to meet up with, you know, my Need Coffee friends. I really liked going this is why I was talking about the authors, the writers' panels were really great because they would have a bunch of authors like Timothy Powers showed up one year. And he actually stuck around for a 10 o'clock panel at night. And the writer panels were really great. And I kind of miss those. So anyway, I got to really enjoy the Atlanta Radio Theater Company. They do a great job on all the Lovecraft stuff. Thomas E. Fuller, he used to do a lot of the rewriting and adapt a lot of the Lovecraft stories into a radio play. And those were fun. So, and the Rassilon, do they still do that, Scott?
I don't think
so.
The Mighty
Rassilon Players. The last one I saw was Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And they sort of, I can't remember what they merged it with.
I can't remember.
Okay. The Not Ready for Prime Time and Rassilon or something.
Well, how about you, Scott? What was your first Dragon Con?
Tell us about your first time, Scott. I'm going to keep beating that joke to the death.
You need to watch that sort of thing. Actually, I went to Dragon Con a couple of Dragon Cons in the mid-90s with the Star Trek group I was with at the time in Tallahassee. And one year we went because the national organization, which the group was part of, was having their thing at the same time with Dragon Con and NASFIC and stuff. And then the next year we were doing some sort of giveaway with Chase Masterson. So a couple of us went up there to do that. And I remember the apparel mart, like you were talking about, Rox, with the...
Yeah.
Yeah, they're connected to the Habit Trail as well. But I don't really remember them that much because I don't really remember all that much because I was so busy with Starfleet stuff and other things, I didn't really get the full experience. The first real Dragon Con I went to was 2001. A bunch of my friends were going up and saying, hey, why don't you come along? And it's like, oh, yeah, because I remembered it from the 90s. And it's like, okay, let's go. And I went up there, and it was really interesting. I did the Whose Line Is It Anyway in British Track and got completely destroyed. Because I ended up in the Saturday at 11 p.m. slot.
Uh-huh.
And that was a really interesting audience because they were drunk. Then, let's see, that was the other time.
Do they still do that? I thought that there was, remember that one year when they it was like nothing but Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Mm-hmm.
You remember
they
that one time?
They scheduled like,
at
I don't know,
Con?
40 hours worth.
Yeah, that I remember that. Yeah, that was interesting. That was the that was the first time. That was when I got introduced to Indie Coffee, because they had a class in the Brit Trek about how to do improv, and Widge was part of it, and he kept talking about Indie Coffee. So like a couple months later, I was on it and I was bored, so I looked them up, and it was like, hey, this is kind of interesting. So that's how that started, and I almost puked at Dragon Con.
Oh.
Well, I went to that Georgia pathologist lecture.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a bunch of slides of people who had killed themselves. And I thought, oh, I can handle this. Blah, blah, blah. And I was in there and I was getting a little green because I don't know why it was just hitting me. But fortunately, I didn't embarrass myself because some poor girl fainted.
Wow.
So when you rushed over to help her, you vomited on her?
Okay, so I was able to slip out without embarrassing myself as, you know, that I couldn't take it.
That's basically, you just described the ending of all of my sexual encounters. I was able to slip out without being embarrassed.
Wow.
Before anyone noticed.
And her passing out.
The roofies have hit.
Speaking of roofies hitting, we are joined by podcaster extraordinaire, man of 1,000 podcasts, Mr. Michael Bailey. Michael Bailey, how are you doing?
I am very fine. Very glad to be here tonight.
That really is Michael Bailey. Holy crap.
It's not even my soundboard. Let's see.
Yay!
Wow, pretty special.
Wow. You're pretty special.
That's not actually Shag, just so you know, Mike.
Give him head.
I was about to say special is in, like, unique, short or special is in I wear hockey equipment but don't play for the team.
Well, then leave, Shag. Just get off. Goodbye.
Anyway, Mike, just to bring you up to speed real quick, we got together tonight to kick off. This podcast is kicking off our 40 Days of Dragon Con celebration at the Unique Geek, and saw you popped on trying to yes, that big word. What did I call you? Trying to hide from us. Because
no, I'll always take your
suspiciously.
Call, John.
Suspiciously? I was trying to... yes, that word. What Rock said.
I'll always take your calls, John.
Well, you realize that there are other people on this podcast, right?
The what? I didn't hear what you said.
No, that's all right. Just stay with the answer that you had.
You're good.
It was much funnier. Don't explain it. So we were talking about our first time at Dragon Con. And do you remember your first time at Dragon Con?
That you attended?
That you attended? Not the first time you did anything at Dragon Con, but... yes, this joke has been said like 16 times already. So what do you remember most about your first time at Dragon Con?
How freaking huge it was. Because before that, I had been used to like little one-day cons where you got like 10 or 12 dealers in a ballroom at a local hotel. Mm-hmm. And I was just not used to the enormity of a full-out convention. And it was such a baptism of fire, because Rachel and I, it was both of our first time at Dragon Con. We didn't know what to expect.
Oh, they had their first time together. Oh.
She hurt her knee on the first day, so I ended up wheeling her around for most of the rest of the convention in a wheelchair. And Alice Cooper stepped on her foot at one point and was very polite about it. So that was her. That was like one of her moments for the show.
It really is no more Mr. Nice Guy.
But I just remember being in the room in Celebrity Row and just being astonished that I'm like 4 feet away from like people that I've seen in movies and television, because I'd never really had that experience before. So, and it was very surreal. Dragon Con to me, and it happens every year, it's like you enter this little bubble of unreality. And everyone, outside of the people that are getting wheeled off to the hospital because they drank too much on Thursday night, you're not in the real world. And it took me a day or two to get used to that. But I just, it was the first time I got to meet a certain writer whose name I dare not speak on this podcast that I was a really big fan of at the time.
Shag's not here, by the way. So you can say the name.
I don't think I can.
Why?
you mean Judd Winnick.
No, I wasn't there that year.
Him.
Starts with a P. So we're just going to gloss right over that. But, and I worked the con too.
It also describes a part of the anatomy, which he's much like.
but I also worked the con because I was working at the Titans booth to get free tickets. So I got to experience it as a dealer and as a guest, and I liked it. I felt really bad that I had such a good time, because it was like 2 days later that September 11th happened.
That kind of
brought the high down of the convention. Because even that Tuesday, I was like, I had such a great day. Oh, God. Oh, no.
Oh, really? But, that's right. That would have been.
Yeah. Wow. It was like 2 days before. Or it was the day before. Excuse me.
Yeah, cause
no. Or was it the week before?
It was the week before.
That's right.
Because, yeah.
Should have been like a week after.
Yeah.
Labor Day weekend is usually right at the end.
Before. Con was a week before.
Oh, yeah, it was right. Labor Day.
Yeah.
You were not clear your antecedent to your pronoun.
What the hell did he just call me?
He tried to lawyer us. don't give in.
But But
that's how he gets all his contracts signed. He never antecedents the pronoun, whatever that means.
He didn't use enough acetaminophen on the pronouncedification of thing.
Silly fish hand catch.
But you know, we didn't get to go in 2002 and 2003, but we've been going ever since, and it's usually a good time. It usually is the harbinger of doom, in one way or another. But well, let's see. 2004, Rachel's grandfather died right after Dragon Con. 2006, Steve Irwin died. 2005 was Katrina. And then Ike after that. Let's see, 2007.
Ike
Nothing
Turner?
Really bad happened in 2007, but 2008, my grandfather died in the middle of Dragon Con. So, 1 year I got stepped on by Alice Cooper. I just told them about that. My wife said, 1 year I got stepped on by Alice Cooper.
Yeah, well, that's thanks. That makes me look forward to going now.
Did I bring the room down? Between, I apologize.
Between
Bailey and Rocks.
I got to meet all you guys. So, you know, Dragon Con is ground zero for my for any success I've had on the internet. So that's all thanks to this show.
How many podcasts do you host now?
38? I've got 3 weekly that I've been doing regularly. Views has kind of fell by the wayside, unfortunately, just because I don't have time.
You got to 100. Who the hell cares?
Yeah.
We're done.
And I'm on the Spider-Man Crawl Space once a month. We record once a month. There's usually 2 episodes a month. And I have a feature called Bailey's Bookshelf on Radio KAL, which is the Superman homepages.
KAL spells cow. Podcast. That's
exactly.
Weird.
Exactly. So,
odd.
Yeah, and I learned it all by watching you, Dad. I learned it all by watching you.
Wait, where's Dad?
I don't know.
Anyway.
I could make you really uncomfortable and call you Poppy, but I just, I think I'll avoid.
Oh, I like that. We'll start calling John Poppy now.
Yeah, anyway.
The more you know.
I'm uncomfortable now.
Poppy, that's okay, Poppy.
Please stop.
Or
at least say it slower.
It's okay, Poppy.
I'd say the most stunning thing about my first Dragon Con was learning just how little clothing women will wear before people tell them to put more clothing on.
The answer is none,
depending on the woman.
This is true. Yeah. Scott, I'm sorry. In my excitement to have internet celebrity Michael Bailey on the phone, I cut you off a bit. What else exciting happened on your first time, besides slipping out and so that you didn't notice?
Let's see. I'm trying to remember now because let's see. I met Tim Powers because that was cool.
Yeah.
Got a book signed by him.
He's cool.
Who's Tim Powers?
Isn't that Austin's brother?
I think so. Go on.
I can't think.
What a successful brother.
It's so long, I can't remember now. Actually, Brother. I really remember the next year because that's when I actually got to meet John and Widge and everybody the first time. So that one is the one I really remember more than the first one.
Well, what happened to that one? Who was it? So what year was your first again? I'm sorry, I missed it.
First one was 01.
01? Okay.
That's when I met John, but I didn't really talk to him because I just saw him like doing stuff with them.
You don't ever really talk to Widge. I mean, it's like you could be in the same... Hell, you can be on the same panel with Widge, and you don't. It's not like you can talk to him. I mean, if you can get a word in edgewise, you're doing fantastic.
Right, but no, the second year, 2002, is when I actually got, because I got to know him through the coffee and everything, and that's when I actually got to meet him face-to-face.
Yeah, I really wish we had Widge on right now, because Dindrin does this thing where she always says that people are scared of Widge.
Well, I was intimidated
by him.
I was a little intimidated because not it was more that I met him. I'd only talked to him like on chat and through the site, so I hadn't really talked to him, so it was a little weird, you know.
I'm sorry, you said that you chatted with him on sites?
On Need Coffee.
Okay. Thanks for clarifying.
When, when there was the, what was?
The GabFest, right.
Yeah, GabFest, yeah.
And,
which is no more.
I know. But that's when I also started doing reviews and stuff, so I got to know him a little, but it was kind of weird seeing, talk to him for the first time. But no, it was so funny because when I called him, when I got into Atlanta and I had his cell number and I called him, he introduced himself as John Robinson. It took me like 2 seconds to remember, oh, that's his other name.
That's his author's name.
Exactly.
So he just revealed his secret identity.
Oh, yeah. It's not that secret. Don't worry about it.
But really, John Robinson is a cover for Michael Bailey.
Yeah.
Oh, I just exposed Michael. I'm sorry.
I'm not but that no. hairy yet.
Yet.
I want a beard that as magnificent as Widge's. Because he does have a Brian Blessed beard, and that always makes me jealous every time I see him.
It is thick and luscious, isn't it? And his beard's not bad either.
And I always say, those gray hairs are mine.
I've been drinking. I've been having my time.
Every post he's had to edit is probably, that's how he got those gray hairs.
I thought those were Ken's.
Probably some
Ken's
of those.
Ken's never
well.
Edited my posts.
No, but him dealing with Ken.
That's a good point.
Amazingly, they get. No one else on Earth seems to get along as well as Ken and Widge.
So,
I don't know. I get along okay on when we're not doing podcasts. I get along well with Ken. So.
When
one of those things.
So. Yeah. So, Ron, I'm going to ask you, when was your first one? Because I think you and I went to the same, and Serve, all went to the same first DragonCon. You may have gone the year before me, actually, now that I think about it.
No, I went in 96.
Oh, you went several years. So, you were actually the veteran here.
I guess so.
Yeah, you beat me by a year.
Have you gone every year?
No, I missed a few years. I went... with my sister and one of her friends at the time. And we went because it was, Neil Gaiman was going to be there. And so...
That may have
like,
been Widge's first time, too.
Oh, I don't know. So we were like, oh, okay, yeah, we're big Neil Gaiman fans. So we went mainly to see him. And it was such a long time ago that it was, I think it was just in one hotel way back then. And then we also saw the Flash Girls. It was a band where one of the, I guess the guitar player is, I don't know if she's still his, Neil's assistant, the Fabulous Lorraine, but at the time she was. And so I got to hear them play and just went to some various small room things. I don't know if we saw really any other big actors or anything. Did some Buffy panels, so it was a lot of fun. And then I was in Germany for the next 2 years,
serving your country.
Yes, sir. And I didn't go back till 2000.
Wow! Listen, you even threw in a sir there. Wow!
What?
You threw a sir in there.
You should have said serving my country.
No, I said sure.
Shut up. I was better off when you it was better off when you're programmed to say sir whenever you talk to the military. Man,
no,
you guys don't know
sure.
anything.
Go on. And then 2000 I actually went by myself.
That's so sad.
Shag was there with his former and I saw him about a couple of things, but we weren't really there or anything. So.
His former boss, his former girl, his former boy, his former
wife.
He was there former with wife. Susie?
Yeah.
Wow. Wait, was that also the year of the Salvation Army?
Oh, that was one of the best years.
Because that would make a lot of sense.
I don't know.
I liked that.
I did get propositioned by a woman that year, so that was
and
that was
go on. Was she hot? That's what Michael Bailey wants to know.
Dear the Unique Geek.
Not enough for me to say yes. So we did hang out a lot Saturday night.
Dear Penthouse Forum, nothing like this has ever happened to me before.
Exactly.
She did invite me home, but I declined.
It feels funny when I touch it.
Don't touch it again!
Then I guess I didn't go back till... Yeah, then I guess with you guys, maybe 2001, I guess it was. Or maybe 2002.
Serv and I were sitting here. I almost called him by his real name. Serv and I were here, which ironically, your real name is your...
Isn't it?
Your name, Serv, is your real name. It's just
not Rachel or something?
It's just not a...
That's wrong. Anyway, hell.
It's not your first name. But anyway.
Schmendrake.
We're just sitting here trying to figure out when our first time was. We know that it had to be before when the first time was that we went together.
Do the touching one. Do the touching one.
This is just going to be... We should name this the Gigglecast.
And then I had this to say to him.
Access denied.
So...
that time.
Oh, sorry. I was really slow on that. Anyway.
But on bump.
That's what she said. Oh, wow. Where are we going to go? Trails, track, off.
So, anyhow.
We know it had to be. We knew it had to be before DreamCon.
Right.
And that was 2004, right?
Correct.
So.
I'm going to guess 2002.
It has to be 2002. It was the first time. I don't remember if I went 2003. I know I didn't go 2004.
Why do you know that you didn't go in 2004? Oh. Okay, I remember now.
Well, care to share with the rest of the class?
No.
There was a year that there was a hurricane it wasn't really a bad storm, but it was a storm.
Prevented you from going.
Right. And I had plane tickets, and Widge had a ticket for me and had hotel, I think. And I couldn't go.
Oh, that was the year. It wasn't Floyd.
It was the three strikes.
I actually switched my airline to leave Thursday night instead of going. So that started the Thursday night go for you, Rox? Pardon?
That started the Thursday night tradition?
Yes. Okay. Yes, it did. I'm like, oh my God, there's stuff going on here.
Well,
so, yeah, after that, it was like, yeah, I started going up Thursday. Now I go up Wednesday.
That's great. So. Well, you're there right now, is what you're saying.
3 weeks in advance.
3 weeks, yeah. I'm leaving tomorrow. No.
Well, I think 2002. Seems right.
You know, honestly, I don't remember who was there, what guests. In fact, except for last year, I don't remember any of the guests because I never go see any of the guests.
Well, I do. I remember certain guests because, like, of course, Eric Estrada. I remember Eric Estrada because in college, Shag and I were huge Chips fans. And so... Shag and I had our picture made with Eric Estrada, and that was the year that I grew the handlebar mustache.
Yes.
I remember that.
Yeah,
that freaked me out. So, I remember that, and I remember talking with Michael Dorn about Chips, because Michael Dorn was in Chips. A lot of people don't remember that.
But
that was last year, two years ago?
That was last year.
No, I think it was 2 years ago.
It was last year.
That was 2 years ago, because I remember Shag yakking about it.
Burn!
I think that may not have registered on my... Yes, it did certainly peak out my meter there.
That's what she said.
Really? So what happened last year? Who was there last year?
The quote-unquote guest I remember from last year is Dirk Benedict and Shag giving him a verbal blowjob.
Wow.
I mean, he was just...
From what I understand,
Mr. Benedict, oh my God, I love you. Can I buy your book? Can I buy 3 copies of your book?
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, no. Oh, him and Cameron from Ferris Bueller.
Yeah.
He's the guy that played Cameron. He pretty much gave that guy a verbal blowjob, too. You know, oh, you're a genius actor. You're the best ever. You're the smartest, most competent actor ever to see the face of the earth.
You know what? I always ask him, are you having a good time? You know, because they hear all that all the time. And it's like, hey, are you having a good time? Are you making money?
Do you then proposition them to come up to your room?
No.
Are you having a good time? Hey, would you like to have a good time?
And I say thank you for showing up, even though they get paid.
Hey, Ron, who's your favorite guest of all time of Dragon Con? Besides me.
Well, some of the ones that I've really enjoyed, anything with Nathan Fillion.
Okay.
He works well with when he has a group of people up there.
Because
I would say he's been the most entertaining guest.
Who I bumped into in 2007, pulling bags out of my car.
Did you step on your foot?
He was pulling bags out of your car?
No, I was pulling bags out of my car, and I tug too hard, and I bump into, and I turn around, and it's freaking Nathan Fillion. And I'm like, okay, Dragon kind of started.
That was 2007?
That was the 2007 one, yeah. No, it was 2008, sorry. 2008.
Oh, wow. And Ron, you do...
Patrick Stewart last year was awesome.
You actually do stand in line for the big panels, right?
Yeah, it's something that I didn't used to do, but I've started doing that more to where, I'll actually plan in advance what to see.
I do like a few of those. Like, I did see the Lee... Our friendly interview, Leonard, last year, and that was really good. She did a great job. And that was like, an hour after we did our film fest, and I actually stumbled into the hall. It was just so funny. It was just like, almost like being drunk.
So who is your favorite of all time, Rox? Your favorite guest?
Wow, I have so many. Because I kind of take so many different things. Like every year I have like a list of stuff I got to get for other people. And when my dad was around, it was so funny. He loved wrestling. And I always made a point of going to the wrestlers and getting a sign, whatever. And I actually chatted with Rowdy Roddy Piper for like, 20 minutes about some of the older impresarios of the early days of wrestling and stuff. And he's like, wow, you know your stuff. I'm like, well, my dad grew up. Yeah, I said my dad would have this on. And so, and then he told me I looked healthier than most people at the con. So,
what?
No idea what that was.
So,
interesting compliment.
I don't know. I take a lot of different, like I said, the big one was the Ray Bradbury, Harlan Ellison, Jerry Purnell, Larry Niven, that year was all really right.
So if you could have a, the dinner, with the 5 past guests of DragonCon, even if there were guests before you ever went, who would your 5 guests of DragonCon?
Oh, man, I would bring back Forrest Ackerman. I managed to get into one of his panels right before he went downhill quickly, and he knew everybody. I mean, he rattled off a whole hour of all the people he knew. So it would be him. It would have been cool to sit in on a Chuck Charlton Heston. That would have been nice. But let's see. Who else?
So these are all the people together. So you got to think about group dynamics.
Oh, okay. Harlan Ellison is always entertaining. Even if he's, annoying somebody.
Harlan Ellison and Charles Heston in the same room.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The room would explode. It would be... The neat panel that I was on, they had Harry Knowles interviewing Ray Bradbury and Ellison, and that was a really, really good one. There was one panel. Oh my God, this was great. It was Ellison, Caitlin Kiernan, who showed up, but she moved up to Portland, who's an author. Not Gregory Keyes. It was like a horror panel. Oh my God, and Laurel K. Hamilton. And
Laurel K. Hamilton.
And everybody
sucks.
Yeah, everybody had stopwatches for how many, because nice. Harlan will go, you know, he'll take over the panel. And Laurel started on, you know, horror means, you know, vampires, blah, 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 blah. Then it went to, I think, Caitlin. Then it went to Harlan, and he's like, you know what? I hate fucking vampires. And it was like, oh. Everybody went, oh, shit. This room is just going to explode. Because, you know, he just stomped on, like, three... You know, or two major authors of, you know, that write vampire fiction, and you could feel the tension in the room all of a sudden.
There should have been somebody there explaining, you know, hey, it's Harlan. He does
what a moderator's for.
Oh, okay.
He's like a crazy uncle. He just says stuff.
He is. There was one guy who was able to defuse the whole situation. So, and then it went on. So that was good.
Laurel K. Hamilton is a very good speaker. I had wandered into her panel on the year that my solo year, and because she was in the Buffy track, because they just like vampires, Buffy, okay, throw her in there. And so I'd never heard of her before or knew what she wrote or anything, and she was just such an engaging speaker, just talking about, you know, story writing and creative process. I was like, oh, I'm going to read her books just because she was so interesting. And the first few Neil Blake books are quite good. Then yes. They got into basically being
softcore porn, basically.
Yeah,
yeah, she's she is my wife's favorite author. And the first Dragon Con we went to in 2001, she was there. And actually signed one of Rachel's books after a panel, which, you know, authors of that type don't really do that all that often. But Rachel was in a wheelchair, so we were able to kind of get the pity vote. But she's entertaining as hell.
So
and everything I've seen her in.
Bailey, who's your favorite panelist of all time, or guest of all time, rather? Because panelist, it would of course be Serve.
Yeah,
clearly.
And his mustache.
Well, we'll give you the same five dinner people if you have a dinner.
Yeah,
and you
there you go.
Have five.
Okay.
Oh, we will we run? Is this now your podcast?
Fight!
Hold on.
John Wesley Shipp.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Okay, what? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, shit.
The dad from Dawson's Creek you're throwing in there? Out of all the people who've ever been to Dragon Con.
Wait.
He was the Flash.
I know who he was, but...
Okay. He was really cool. He was super nice to everybody in that room, all 30 of us, because it was a very small crowd. William Catt, it was just great meeting William Catt, because
the guy that did that squiggly cartoon thing.
No,
oh, no,
you're
Jonathan
talking, you're
Catt.
Thinking Dr. Catt.
The guy that was in the Tracy or the Shane and Tweed movies.
Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. That William Catt.
He sang that song? I thought somebody else sang that song.
That was Joey Scarberry who sang that song. But in this room, really? How is that glass house you're living in and the pile of stones?
I have a lot
to...
of Windex.
Just to piss Shag off, I'm going to throw Eric Roberts in there because I found his panel engaging as hell, and he was funny as hell, especially every time. He had to remember something and had to ask his wife. Made me feel bad for him. Ernie Hudson.
That was Doctor Who, right?
Ernie Hudson. Ghostbuster no one knows.
Simply because I think I was the only person not to mention The Crow or Ghostbusters to him, and it threw him off completely.
What did you mention to him then?
A movie called Weeds that he did, Nick Nolte.
Hey!
Suddenly, Shag is paying attention.
Who?
I mean, sir.
Nice dick.
He's right next to you. You couldn't remember his name. He's right next to you. How much have you been drinking?
Plenty.
I had a Trader Vic's Mai Tai, and now I'm having a from actually a double Mai Tai. Anyway, go on. I'm sorry. So be
honest. It's the contact high.
So you're on weeds, and what happened?
Not the show Weeds. It was a movie called Weeds with Nick Nolte, who plays this guy who's in prison for life, and he ends up basically plagiarizing a play, but it gets him noticed by this very, very wealthy
prison
woman.
For plagiarizing a play? Wow.
No, he was in prison and he plagiarized a play. He got in. I think he was in prison for killing somebody. But Ernie Hudson was one of the inmates.
Was he wrongfully accused?
What was the play?
Was he framed? Did he escape?
No, but they did actually see Waiting for Godot, which is what inspired him to write the play he did.
Good guess.
Very good. But Ernie Hudson sang a cappella The Impossible Dream from Man of La Mancha, and it was just freaking amazing. So I told him how much I liked that, and he looked at me, he blinked twice, and then I guess he remembered that he was in the movie and started talking about it. So, but he did have that look. He's like, you're not talking about Winston Zeddemore or the cop from The Crow. I don't know what to do now. Because those were all the pictures in front of him. But the fifth one, that's a good
question. Can you pick one from this year?
I'll go ahead and say Jonathan Frakes. Not that I got anything signed by him or anything, or went to any of the panels he was on. But in 2007, I went back up to my room at the Marriott, and
dear the unique geek,
I thought this would never happen to me. But in my room.
I was about to, I had my key card out. I was about to go into the room, and in the room next to me, out comes Jonathan Frakes and Brent Spiner and a couple other people. And it was just like
kissing.
Yeah. That would have been hot.
What?
No, wait.
Ow.
It feels funny when I touch it.
That's for the soundboard right there. It was hot.
That's not a bad idea. Okay, go on.
But, and I was just sitting there kind of just staring for a second because he wasn't across the table with a bunch of pictures in front of him waiting for me to give him money for those pictures so we can sign them. And he's like, yeah, you having a good con? I'm like, yeah. He's like, good, have a good time. And I'm like, Jonathan Frakes, just talk to me.
And he gave you permission to do stuff.
Yeah.
did you say, pretty sure you're not the boss of me.
Look, you're only number one.
He's my favorite next-gen character. So.
Really?
Yes. Wow, what was that?
He plays somebody the trombone, disapproved. You know.
Not a big Reading Rainbow fan, are you? Speaking of which...
That's LeVar Burton.
I know. Speaking of which, Scott, what is your favorite... sorry, Ron. We'll give him five.
Just for that, I'm going to give him six.
Ooh.
Pull great. Up an extra chair at the table.
Let me see. I think one of them would be Peter David. What?
Oh, my God.
Actually, no. No. If Peter David... And Harlan get along really well, and they
yeah,
have
no one else is
going to
talk.
No. Peter David actually gets a. They actually hosted one of the Iron Artist contests, and they were funny as hell, both of them. But go ahead, Scott.
Another one would
wait,
be
wait.
Warren
who
Ellis.
Who is the first one again?
Peter David. Wait, what?
Okay, wait. Okay, now you're confusing me. What the hell?
Who is the
what?
First one? That you said.
Peter David.
Anyway, go on.
Unbelievable.
I can't believe. Ron, attack him.
And you
what
let him
the
have
hell?
Six.
Okay, is now there, you're down to four.
Am I not aware of something?
Wait, what's wrong with Warren
you're
Ellis?
Probably not aware of something.
What?
No,
I think
Ellis.
You're objecting to Peter David.
Why?
Did something happen at Dream Con?
Don't start on DreamCon, people, because I'll tell you one thing. The people of DreamCon owe me $28, because if I paid for the next year, that never occurred. Let's move on. Scott is named Peter David, okay? I'm done.
Oh, my next person
is Rox and Ron.
No, my next person, like I said, is Warren Ellis.
If he likes, it would have to be a late dinner for Warren Ellis.
Oh, yeah, and plenty of whiskey. Oh, I know.
Oh, my God. You know what? I honestly wonder if he even liked the con.
Well, think who he was with.
I know.
No names. Think who he was with.
I know.
So, yeah. Well, I think also he has a bum knee, so there is a certain amount of walking involved. So I know he had a cane with him. So I imagine
whoever ran the Brit track at the time, they had him on the same panel as Peter Davison, and he was late. And everybody in the room wanted Doctor Who, not this other guy. It was uncomfortable.
Why? I mean,
yeah, uncomfortable sucks.
Well, because everybody, you know, he's like, well, anybody.
Warren Ellis has never read.
And I'm like, you know, so I was talking to him. It's like, okay, it's that chick in the back. Okay, what? You know, we were carrying on a conversation because they were waiting for Doctor Who. It was the
John?
One.
Are you okay?
John's fine. He'll be fine.
All right, go on.
Another one that I probably actually could get as a dinner guest, but I'll still say it. Dana Snyder. What the hell?
Sorry, no, I was coming down. That wasn't Dana Snyder. It was me coming down.
Oh, fuck, man. No, I mean, as people who've met the man, I just love him because he gives shit to Ken Plume.
Yes.
Actually, at that, I think it was 2007, I actually gave him a big hug, and I said, thank you. Thank you so much. Because, yeah, that's Ken. Trying to think who else. Tim Powers.
Yes.
Austin's brother?
No.
The sub-international man of books.
Anubis
the local international, the local man.
On Stranger Tides, yeah. Declare, all that stuff. Gate?
Moving on.
Jesus Christ. That's my four.
Okay.
That's my four. Moving on.
He was really good.
He actually signed, I'm trying to remember which book it was, but he signed it. And I love the little inscription that said, it's all true.
Yeah, I've got two. I managed to get two books signed right after that panel. And the funny thing is he didn't really sign at all during that convention.
You know, it's weird. I wish I could remember if I saw you there, but I don't really remember.
I was sitting up towards the front.
Now, I was in the back because actually this is funny. I had just done a radio show for the Mickey Fowles Club, and I played this character called Cattle Baron Bob, and it's sort of like the villain of this like Western piece. And we ran into somebody who used to be with Mickey Fowles and listened to it, and he said, "I don't know who they cast for Cattle Baron Bob, but he was really the wrong type of person." And I'm sitting there listening to him. And he doesn't know. And my first thought wasn't, who the fuck do you think you are? My first thought was, this stuff really happens outside of sitcoms.
That would be awkward if someone was hearing things that you know, they weren't supposed to hear, and the other person not realizing.
I actually told him. But the thing was, he did have, after the initial, who the fuck do you think you are? He was actually right, because my voice is a little too high to be a cattle baron. So I could see where he was coming from. I could see the criticism. But at the time, it was like, one, I was pissed.
How dare you?
Exactly. And two, it was like, this shit actually happens. It's not just a sitcom ploy. So who hasn't done their five or six?
Wait, John. Yes. John, why do you if you don't really see guests, what do you do there? Do you game?
No.
No, he smells good on Monday.
Oh.
So,
do you know, I actually won first place, and I have my plaque. In 97, I came in first for the Illuminati tournament. Because we cheated. Cheated like hell.
Well, the Illuminati cheat, so therefore.
Yeah, I was about to say that actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I don't really, at least for the last few years, I don't really go for the guests. Primarily, it's to see and do Need Coffee stuff.
I split mine up. I can actually do half and half.
Last year, I did a lot of work.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did. Yes, you did. You did a very good job.
You can see mine and Serve's.
Well, you can see my name. You can see your name.
You can see John
Bodle
in the box set of Mystery Science Theater and our fine film work on the extra. What you call
Crow
it?
Versus Crow?
Yeah, that? I wish I stuck.
Crow versus Crow.
I wish I stayed around for that panel instead of having to run down and deal with the Colin Baker panel that I was on.
Yeah,
I wish you had too.
Oh my God, it was so horrible.
We could have used a couple extra hands.
I don't like Colin Baker, and it was
bad. Three cameramen.
It's funny. We still haven't told
Bob
that he didn't get credited for that, did we?
So, Bob, if you listen to this podcast, and we told you that you would get a credit for filming, helping us film, being one of the filmers, you didn't.
Take solace in the fact that they didn't spell my name right.
Right. The only one that was right was me.
Oh.
And by the way, his was the most static of the camera angles.
Sucked ass.
Well, his name, Serve's name is convenient because it can show on the word that it's correctly spelled.
True.
Yeah.
So I was going to relate a story about DragonCon.
Not about DreamCon?
No.
Okay.
About DragonCon. John and I had an encounter with celebrities.
Did we?
We did. We were at the top of the Hilton. I think it was Sunday maybe, and we were just like sick of people.
Serve is an elite that way, by the way.
Right. I'm an elitist. And we were at the top of the Hilton at the elite level, whatever, and we decided they have a big screen TV, and we decided we were going to have some snacks and sodas or whatever, and watch some TV.
The Masters is on.
Was it? No.
No, it wasn't the Masters. Because
had
no,
to be
that's
U.S.
Open.
The
U.S.
Open.
U.S. Open.
Yeah, U.S. Open was going on.
Wow. Hold on. Wait a second.
I know my tennis.
But that's not tennis.
This is golf.
U.S. Open tennis. Yes.
No.
It was a golf tournament.
It was a golf tournament because Tiger Woods was there.
Right.
Oh. Well,
hold on, my
but that man can play some mean tennis. Let me tell you.
Yeah, you should have watched the tennis. That was more interesting.
No. See, that's an integral part of the story.
Anything involving balls, Tiger Woods is on top of it.
Or boob.
Or somebody is.
Right. So John and I are casually hanging out, flipping through. Actually, I think we were watching football when two celebrities approached. And I kind of nudged John. I'm like, check it out. Here they come. He's like, yeah, I know. So they come over and they're like, hey, mind if we switch it to the golf? We're like, go ahead. And who was it, John? Who was it that came and hung out with us?
George Lucas.
No.
Oh, better.
Better than that.
Steven Seagal.
No, but better.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
One step higher.
Potsy.
Potsy and Ralph Mouth.
Ah. Of course, we don't know the real names, but whatever.
Right. Don Most.
Donnie Most.
And Anson Williams.
Yes.
So we hung out with Don Most and Anson Williams and watched golf and talked golf.
And we kept asking him, so what about that little kid, that guy, the other guy that was on their show with you? Has he done anything lately?
That Ronnie?
Yeah, Ronnie guy.
Ronnie.
Little Opie Cunningham.
Right. That kid, little freckle face ready, that little ginger kid.
What has he done lately?
They had no idea.
Is he at this convention?
He ought to
no,
be.
No, actually, they were very cool. We didn't actually really interact with him. Actually, Serve did. Serve just chatted away about golf. But,
do you know, actually, the one of the best places to Celebrity Watch is actually at the Hyatt's smoking area.
Couldn't pay me to hang out at the Hyatt.
I know. Well, here's the thing. I took my sister 1 year, and
well,
she's
could
a smoker.
Pay you to hang out the Hyatt.
And I'll partake if it's like Clove or something once in a while. And so we would take these smoke breaks all the time. And we gave a light to Peter Mayhew, and he was talking to, I don't know, Mishu. I forgot who it was.
That's Chewbacca for you.
We hung out with Dana Snyder. We were talking to him for a while. And yeah, it's a great place to like just, you know, in between areas.
Does Dana Snyder still smoke?
No.
I don't think he does anymore. Yeah.
Good for him.
So.
Yeah, smoking is bad.
I
know, but if you want to go and see celebrities, that's the place to go. And the funny thing is you don't, that's the one area, it's like the safe place. You know, you can chat with a guest.
All the secondhand smoke. It's
safe. And you, well, no, you use your powers of cocktail chatter. You know, you say, hey, how's it going?
I wasn't sure where that was going first.
You know, and then you go your separate way. You don't do the glomming onto the fan thing, but, you know.
You try to be cool like Don Draper.
Exactly. Yeah, you'd use that cocktail chatter.
You buy him a drink and then you're back betting him? Is that? Because that's the Don Draper way, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Okay, so let's wrap this wonderful podcast up. This stroll down memory lane by just asking one final question, which is, which guest are you looking forward to the most that has been announced? I'm not sure. You know, that's the first question I'm going to ask for main programming. By the way, real quick, I meant to mention this at the beginning of the podcast. as soon as I can bring this up, that's what she said. The next couple of podcasts that you're going to hear are going to be from main programming. Then followed by Jennifer, the directors, by the way, directors of
DragonCon.
DragonCon directors, tracks. Then Jennifer from Wheel of Time. And then followed by Alternate History. Alternate History, by the way, and we kind of discussed it. I'm not sure if it's going to make it on the podcast here, but it will now. Along with Whedonverse, and I think a couple of other tracks are actually in the West End. So this thing has grown to Five hotels now?
Five hotels, yeah.
Impressive.
And the best part is that the people that got kicked out of two hotels that were taken over by the university. So they're running out of hotels downtown to hold this thing in. Supposedly, the rumor is on the listserv, at least the DragonCon listserv, it came out that they announced so far 40,000 pre-sold registrations.
They'll never confirm that, though.
Well, they said that at the directors, supposedly. Again, rumor. So, if that's
innuendo,
yes, exactly. if that is accurate, because you know they always understate their numbers. But I guess they could say 40,000 now because they got five hotels. But that's gonna make this the biggest one so far.
That's what she said.
So coming up in our 40 days of DragonCon, you'll see some posts from Serv, as well as some interviews with again main programming, Alternate History, Wheel of Time. We've got again this year American Sci-Fi, Science, Sci-Fi and Fantasy Literature. Space, Stargate, Star Wars. We're going to try and get Van Plaxico on. He hasn't replied back to me. Hey, can you get on that there for me, Bailey? Tell him to reply to me.
I will mention it to him, yes.
Trek Track, by the way, hopefully he's going to be able to make some time for us, but the new Trek Track director, in case you haven't heard, is Garrett Wang from Voyager fame.
Really?
And he's a Trek director. I think he's also a programmer by actual trade, or an agent. I'm not sure. And also Whedonverse. We'll have all those directors on, as well as a couple of other special guests through our 40 days of DragonCon. But as I said,
and posts, different posts from different people,
Hey, to put you on the spot, Rox, are you gonna update your survival guide?
I am, because I followed none of my own directions last year.
These are suggestions.
I'll put in some new ones, and I'm gonna work on over the weekend of actually creating a PDF paginated book that people can make a copy and download.
Can I mention,
download a copy?
Can I mention this too? By the way, in case you haven't joined, in case you're a member of, you aren't on Facebook, which would mean that you aren't one of the 500 million people that are on Facebook right now. Rox is trying to be Hobo Queen 2011.
Queen at the Hobo Convention in Britt, Iowa.
So be sure to join the Facebook group there to back her campaign to be Hobo Queen.
Did that just this week.
Yes, apparently I'll get 15 minutes to state my intent before the Danger Woman concert.
That's at Dragon Con this year.
That would be interesting.
So anyway, let's wrap this up with quickly. Who is the guest you are looking forward to the most this year? Bailey, let's start with you.
Phil Lamar.
Really? Not? I would have thought it would have been SL, but okay. Mr. Lee. But all right.
No, because God, that's. I don't want to stand in line that long.
Okay, who's Phil Lamar then?
He was the voice of Green Lantern on Justice League. He's Hermes on Futurama.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of the original cast members of Mad TV. He was in the movie Free Enterprise.
He was Marv, who got shot in the face in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, he doesn't even have an opinion.
Shot Marv in the face!
Gotcha. Okay, Rox, how about you?
Barbara Eden.
Awesome. How about you, Scott?
Frasier Hines. He played the companion Jamie on Doctor Who.
Oh, yeah. Big time for that one. Second Doctor Who, the Patrick Troughton years.
Yes.
Ron.
I'm scanning through the list of people, and while there are people that I'll sit in line for, I'm not seeing any real big ones that I'm actually jumping around for.
Yeah, it seems like the biggest name this year is Stan Lee. But I mean, Stan Lee, you can see anywhere, really.
I saw Stan Lee a couple years ago at
any Marvel movie.
I'm good.
I mean, what I'm most looking forward to be, I guess, Doc Hammer and Jackson Public.
Really?
It's your brothers. Because they're funny.
They are very funny. Hopefully at some point I'll be allowed to release the video from the panel show with Doc Hammer, who is hilarious.
Yes. That was...
I have it.
Legal.
What's that?
It's caught up in legal.
It's caught up in things that can be discussed off this podcast.
Oh.
Serve.
You know, I am excited about Stanley, don't get me wrong, but I don't know that I would stand in line to wait for him, but I kind of like the misfits, the people that really probably have no business being here, so...
No,
like,
they're fun.
Eric Estrada in the past, and Potsy and Ralph Mouth, but this year I'm kind of looking forward to JR.
Larry Hagman.
Yeah!
Larry Hagman.
I'm surprised he's still alive.
Yeah, but that, you know, to me, that'll be really worth it because, you know, they'll do a I Dream a Genie panel. So that would be the one to go to.
Well, that or they're going to do a Terminator 2 panel with Linda and Edward Furlong.
Is Linda Hamilton there?
Yeah.
She's coming this year.
Oh, didn't know that.
Do you read
Chad
intermittently?
Vader is going to be there.
I don't go to
all our internet fun wackiness.
Scott, did I ask you already?
Yes,
I did. Yes, okay.
Frasier Hines.
Doctor Who. Yeah, that's right. Because see, I block out all things Doctor Who.
Yes, we know, John. Yes, we are aware of that. And don't laugh; it only encourages him.
It's just funny every time I hear it.
The guests.
Stop it, Poppy! Stop it.
God,
that was
awkward. The guests I'm looking forward to are all my friends that I will see there.
You're so
stop. Oh, boo.
Okay.
Be sure Be sure to check out the panel show, and be sure to keep your ears out for some other special things that might be happening. Of course, so anybody got anything else they want to add before we get out of here?
Probably going to be on a panel this year.
Which one would that be?
I'm on a lot of panels this year.
Yeah, I'm on a few myself.
I'm being forced onto a Lost panel.
I want to.
Really?
I want
to. John Smash!
Cry, John. Cry, Poppy. Cry.
This is the only panels I go to are the panels I'm on.
Sometimes not even those.
Yeah, so if you want to check me out on my Lost panel, supposedly it's at Friday at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
P or A?
P.M.
I'm on Warehouse 13 after the parade.
I would actually prefer 7 a.m. to be honest with you.
Yeah, no kid.
That way I could just, you know, not show up and no one would know. So part of my thing is I'm going to actually go ahead and watch the entire series.
Oh,
in the next
monster.
Good God.
In order
John,
to get...
Wait, are you?
Yes,
John,
I'm going
it took me like 6 months to do that.
I'm going
and
to
And I was
do
watching
it.
Several episodes a day.
Mind you, I'm going to fast forward through a lot of it. But
you got to do it with commentary.
Oh, no, because I got it from Netflix. I'm going to get Netflix. I have Netflix, so it's going to be on demand. So it won't have commentary. Anyway, okay, so until next time, again, we'll have several more of these. So if you aren't a big fan of Dragon Con, maybe these aren't the ones you want
to
listen to.
You've got 40 days to... Man,
might I suggest you you listen to other podcasts, such as Weekend Justice.
But come back in 40 days.
No, actually, they've proven to be very interesting, even if you aren't going to Dragon Con. Some interesting stories of stars, and the directors have very interesting perspectives on different things. So anyway, as always, I am John for Sir Rocks of Spaz House, Scott of MeCoffee.com, Michael Bailey of 5000podcast.com, or Spider-Man
possibly more.
Space,
views from the long
views
box.
From the long box.
I was about to say, people are going to be pissed
Superman
off when they type in 5000podcast.com and it comes up nothing.
John, get
hurry
that
up
website.
And get that one.
Ron of imnotlegal.com.
Contract.
Until next
That's
time.
That's a whole other website.
Until next time.
See ya.
See ya. Peace.
Peace
always,
out.
As always, this podcast is under Creative Commons Share Alike license. If you want to contact us, call. I don't have the thing. I don't have the thing ready to run.
That's fantastic.
It's a show prep.
It's not like you've ever done this before, right?
You can call us. Leave a comment on our comment line 813-813-3210-3210. Tug. It is literally 3210 tug. The unique Geeksy TUG.
Tug it, Poppy. Tug it.
What have I wrought?
Yeah.
And on that note, John's out. John
is
down. John's down.
Check out the unique geek. You can email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com.
Do it again. Say it again, Rox.
Tug it, Pop. Tug it. Oh dear.
You can send Rox $28 via via Western Union. Anyway, until next time, goodbye.
Bye.
The button won't work. It won't stop.
Angina. Are you okay? Are you okay?
I think you need to mark that line. Are you having angina?
I thought she said something about mangina. I was kind of uncomfortable there.
John's having mangina.